did. Okay, right. I'm not sure it was a good idea.
Too late now, baby.
Hi. I'm Stacy. I am bi and cisgendered lady, and I really related to Claire's story of feeling like a lady but never really being a girl, except for that I came here from work and I still put on this like office drag that I don't really like wearing. So I feel like I've spent a long time arguing with folks about what it is to be a girl or now a woman, and trying to make the space of what womanhood is bigger so that I can fit inside of it. And I feel like now there are finally starting to be a lot of conversations where, you know, people are just rejecting those binary gender labels outright. And so I'm really appreciative of those conversations that are happening. So I'm going to tell a quick story from when I was an undergrad at Towson University, not too far away. And at the time, I had buzzed all of my hair off down very tiny, and I was very androgynous looking. And I was taking a class, a fantastic class there, on gender and gender identity. And I was walking down the road on campus one day, and a car, a convertible, it was the summertime, and a convertible drove up behind me, and so all they saw was me from the back in skinny jeans and Doc Martens and my little buzzed head. And what did we decide about bad language? Okay. It was a bunch of, like, kind of frat boys, and they yelled at me, fuck you, faggot. And then the car got in front of me. They were all screaming stuff at me, and they got in front of me, and when they got in front of me, they saw that I was a woman, and they all freaked out. They all shut up, and they jumped back into the convertible, and they panicked, and they hit the gas, and they sped off. And that was such a profound experience for me, to have people be fine with screaming bigotry at someone, but then when they realized that they misgendered a person, that made them so uncomfortable that they had to jump back into their car and drive off. And I've always thought that that was really profound and interesting about our society. That's my story.